Wayne Martin, Rich Albert, Manson Solomon, Cooper and Keneally, and probably one more after that before the mini-set time. So right now, I'd like to welcome Wayne Martin, and he's going to be featured here on September 13th, and his daughter will be doing a mini-set that night, and he's been writing some songs lately, and he has one to present to us tonight. Please welcome Wayne Martin.
Good, good, good. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, once upon a time, I played an open mic at a restaurant called Savory Lane. And while Savory Lane was the name of the place, it was actually located on Arlington Street between a big white church and a railroad crossing. Now, if you're walking down Arlington Street, you might see one of those sidewalk signs that says, "Live Music Tonight." And beneath that, entrance around the back. Because for some strange reason, there was no back door to Savory Lane. Now, the open mic was hosted by a duo called Two for the Show. And it was a popular one, so I usually had plenty of time to get some dinner before it was my turn to play. And food was pretty good, too. I had my favorites. Every Thursday night was turkey night. And not because turkeys like me got a chance to play, but because the special was a turkey dinner with all the trimmings that really couldn't be beat. And it was available, prepared, and packaged in a neat little bundle ready for busy commuters to take home to the family. Rick, the proprietor, told me that was a tradition started way back in the 60s by a previous owner. Now, Rick was a huge fan of a singer-songwriter whose biggest hit was an all-American epic loved by millions. And Rick built a shrine to his idol right there on the stage at Savory Lane. Well, he had posters from his concerts and color glossy photographs from great moments in his illustrious career. He even had a handwritten autograph set list enclosed in glass, no less. And I'm told it has a paragraph on the back with circles and arrows explaining why those songs were selected on that particular night. Yes, Rick was a fanatic. It only added to the atmosphere that made Savory Lane such a fun place to play. Now, if you've noticed some similarities between Savory Lane and another famous restaurant celebrated in song, you might have come to the conclusion that Rick was a fan of a curly-haired troubadour who spends much of his time in the town of Stockbridge, Massachusetts. But Asbury Park, New Jersey, was the hometown of Rick's favorite rock star, and indeed he was a devotee of none other than Bruce Springsteen. So whenever I had a chance to play there, with all that Springsteen memorabilia on the stage, something magical would happen. If you seek fortune, fun or fame, then you should come to Savory Lane. 'Cause mounted up there on the stages, captured rocking through the ages, Bruce Springsteen in his glory days, singing Born to Run in the USA. Yes, on that fabled stage you'll stand with the Boss and the E Street Band. And it's one for the money and two for the show. Bring your sweetheart, bring your beau. There's an open mic with Springsteen down at Savory Lane. The folks are real friendly, and if you go there, everyone will know your name, 'cause you share the stage with Springsteen when you play at Savory Lane. and you'll hear every kind of song, ballads, blues, and sing-alongs. Old dogs who sing harmony, and those who tickle ivory. A poet reads a poem she wrote, another strains to hit that note. And folks will tap their feet and sing to the beat of the old porch swing. And it's one for the money and two for the show. Bring your sweetheart, bring your beau. There's an open mic with Springsteen down at Savory Lane. Now, I've played so many places, clubs, cafes, and bars. There's only one I know where you can rock it with a superstar. And it's one for the money, two for the show. Bring your sweetheart, bring your beau. There's an open mic with Springsteen down at Savory Lane.
Thank you. Give a thumbs up for Myra. That's pretty good.
Nice job. Many of you remember Savory Lane. That's where we were before we came here. When Savory Lane was sold, we